Is it too late to say Happy New Year, Stuart? What do you reckon?
Apparently after the 3rd of January, it is now too late.
Is that right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, it is the new year. It's a bit later in the new year. Hello, everybody, by the way. It's a little bit later in the new year than we were expecting, but we realised that logistics meant that doing it this week would be better than starting it last week. So here we all are. We've all had a very nice Christmas, hopefully.
And Happy New Year to everyone, it's not the 3rd or what, we don't care. Happy New Year. No,
yeah, and you, yeah. So, what have we been up to? What are we going to talk about?
Oh, there's
we've been here. We've actually been to the viewers and the listeners and the readers. We've been sat in Stuart's house now eating New Zealand sweeties and talking for about an hour. And at the end of the hour, thinking, fucking hell, we should have left that until we actually started recording.
Is New Zealand sweeties a euphemism for something? Or is it just generally New Zealand
nice.
Sweeties?
They were nice,
they were from a friend of yours, weren't they?
They were my nephew's wife made them. They were over from New Zealand for Christmas. And she's a very good baker. And so she did a whole day of just baking, just a whole array of gorgeous stuff.
I don't think
stuff.
What I was eating was baked. I think it was just like truffles, wasn't it?
You know, that
it was a bit truffly,
yeah.
But they were very pleasant.
Shortbreads, and she did a lot of cooking. She's
so how was
brilliant.
Your Christmas?
It
good?
Was very good, actually. Good. Yeah, up at my sister's with all hers and mine and my dad. And yeah, so it was
Where
really good.
Where does your sister live? Don't give out the address.
She lives in Surrey.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So,
go a bit, little bit closer than just Surrey. I mean, that's a whole...
Yeah,
she could get stalkers.
She's in Leatherhead in Surrey.
Yeah. Oh, right, OK.
And, I had a really nice time. I had far too much to drink on Christmas Day. And so they put me... I was helping my sister to do Christmas dinner. And they put me in front of an air fryer to do the pigs in blankets. None of us really knew how an air fryer worked because we haven't got one. And I just steadily drank and shuffled the tray of the pigs in blankets. And I burnt them all and just got pretty drunk, really. Oh, so I had a great time.
Have you thought in the new year that you might have to tackle your alcohol problem?
I have not had a drink. I'm doing dry January.
Oh,
really? I'm that person. I've never done it before, but I haven't had a drink since the 1st of January.
And that's why your hands are shaking. Yeah. Like they are.
I did dry January about 3 or 4 years ago, and then everybody who I know said to me, what's the point? You hardly drink anything anyway.
Exactly.
Oh, really?
You barely drink anything.
I'm lucky if I drink 2 pints of beer a week.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Someone said they were doing damp January.
Right. Yeah, I've done that in the past, but I decided to see.
Our life, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A drink every now and then.
Yeah. So I just thought I'm not going to do that. And I always feel like doing it after Christmas, because Christmas is about the only time that I do drink more than I would normally drink.
Everything's excessive.
But I'm really only
it?
Talking about maybe four bottles of beer in a whole day or something like that, and maybe a glass of wine or something.
There was. I just love with Christmas because there's no rules, is there? You start the Bucks Fizz and that early, and then you have the bubbles, and then we do dessert wine and the whole...
Do you fall asleep in the afternoon?
No, not normally.
Absolutely.
No, because then we do all our Christmas presents in the afternoon.
You'd be utterly useless, as you are when it comes to anything to do with drinking. Utterly, utterly hopeless.
I do love a nice glass of wine. But then I've discovered the Zero Guinness, which I love Guinness as well.
It's quite nice, isn't it?
And that is really nice. Yeah. And in fact, I almost was a bit worried that maybe it is the proper stuff and I was driving, because it is good. Mm. So there's Zero Guinness, but I'm quite enjoying the no drinking.
Good. Okay.
Well, I don't know.
You're not enjoying it, are you?
But I'm managing it. Yes.
You're halfway through the month, aren't you now?
Yeah.
What's today, 16th, is it, I think? Yeah.
So but my whole new year is...
You've started well.
Yeah, started well, and cutting back on the sugars and the bad eating and all of that.
How was your Christmas, Andrew?
Very good. I had a dry 10 days in January, the first 10 days, which was about as long as it took me to recover from New Year's Eve.
Oh dear. Did you disgrace yourself?
I disgraced myself terribly.
You didn't soil yourself, did you?
No. Oh. Close to it.
What a shame, but good effort anyway.
But good effort.
Good work.
Christmas was delightful. Had my first two birds, which duck in the turkey.
In it?
In it.
You managed to stuff a duck in it. What's the point of that?
Well, I bought it from the shop.
Oh, so it was already stuffed.
Leslie brought it from the shop.
Right.
But it was very nice because it was moist.
Oh,
was it? I hate that word so much.
You don't want
that's the word of 2025.
Moist.
No, stop.
You don't want a dry turkey.
No,
it was lovely. Very
good.
Nice.
My Christmas was it was fine. I unfortunately got this lurgy, pretty well on Christmas Day. So I started coughing quite a lot on Christmas Day. And then we were off Boxing Day, and it was quite a go. Because
Mrs. Simmons, tell us where you were off to, Stuart.
Well, I was off on a cruise.
Right.
I was talking about that. Well, so nice Seychelles. Parts of the world. Seychelles, Mauritius, Maldives, that sort of stuff. And
shocker.
And
such a wanker.
Was a wanker last year. I'm going to be a wanker this year too. And then... But, you know, as life has a way of evening things up, Mrs. Simmons decided to fall down the stairs on Boxing Day morning. So she slipped down the stairs and hurt herself. Luckily, she was all right. So she just sort of hurt her bum or whatever. And about 15 minutes later, I went outside and to go and get something, and Arthur was fucking around. I went to turn around and Rudy was standing right behind me. So I tripped over Rudy and fell over on the slabs and the gravel. So I really did hurt myself. So Lucy had to pack my suitcase because I couldn't bend down to get anything.
And I would generally... be so irritated if I was Jackie though, because I would be wanting to, know all the recovery from my fault, and then you go and do one as well.
Typical,
you
know? Just make it all about you. Selfish. To a bloody selfish.
I'd be so annoyed with
that. Typical. Like, so we had to get him. So we had to get up to the airport, and coughing even more. So I'm shivering like fuck. I had to ask for a blanket because I was so cold. And I got on the plane and I slept for the whole 7 hours. Oh. And then on the way to Seychelles, I slept again. I was absolutely out.
Were you able to stretch your legs out on this plane?
I was able to. I was more comfortable than most. I think it's fair to say I was more comfortable than most.
Could you lie down flat on this plane?
I possibly might have been able to lie down flat on the plane. Possibly. Possibly.
I'll get these. Poor old soul.
I just cop it so badly.
Yeah. He mentioned this earlier that he was asleep on the plane. Oh, blimey, it's hard to sleep on a plane. You must have been quite ill. And then it just occurred to me that actually he wasn't in a normal seat.
He's in plain pyjamas.
I don't do the pyjamas.
Smoking jacket.
Do they supply pyjamas?
But if you want them, some of the places. Some of them are if you want them. But I never take them. But the good thing was I slept and slept. And we had the first day in a hotel before we had to get on the boat. And I just slept. And I just sweated it out and slept. But once we got on, it was very nice.
Would you recommend the Maldives?
Mauritius, rather.
Mauritius, right.
Mauritius was lovely.
Yeah.
I thought the places we went at Mauritius was
do they mention, do you see a lot of references to dodos in Mauritius?
Yeah, there was a few, actually, yeah.
We went there on a honeymoon. Yeah,
it's the most famous thing about it.
It's a beautiful place, and the people are lovely
Really nice. It was beautiful. Very nice. The water's just beautiful. It's literally that clear
blue water. Is that Mauritius?
Maybe.
I think it is.
We have a Mauritian restaurant in East Barnet Village, where I live. How many of those are there in the country?
Well,
trouble is,
something for Andrew to Google.
They never changed the bloody menu, so I've been in there once. Yeah, but it was all right.
But that's all right. So if you're like me, you don't need to change the menu.
No, that's true. I think they might have had steak and chips on that menu.
Steak, chips,
remember.
Pepper sauce, or a curry with extra sauce, pillar rice, and a naan bread. What more do you want?
Peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah, peanut butter. So it was nice, but I'm always quite pleased once it's over. Yeah. Get on with the new year, start again.
Yeah, I'm excited about this year.
Yeah, no, I always like to start a new year, crack on with a few things. Yeah. And have we been inundated with fitness apps on our phones about what we can do this year to make a new you?
Yeah, well, then I treated myself to a vibration plate.
You didn't pick it up in Sainsbury's, did you?
Treated myself.
Down aisle six in Sainsbury's.
What do you do?
In Devon, you can sit on it, but you stand on it and then you do all these exercises.
It's like sitting on the washing machine,
is it? It's vibrating the whole time. It's really good. It gets all your lymphatics going. And then I've been looking at YouTube videos of this Australian
lymphatics.
Lady. Lymphatics. Going.
Wasn't he a sprinter?
Roscoe Lymphatic, bronze medal.
But I really like it. You can't talk while you're on it because it's like...
Is this one of these... Is it like a bigger version of the little old people's foot plates where you put your feet on the and it vibrates and all the muscles my mum's got and your dad's probably got?
Yeah,
and
I think
your
so.
Mum got one of those?
She has got one,
I quite like those, actually. I knew this old couple who had one of those.
Yeah.
And whenever I went round, they said, I'll have a go on that vibrating foot plate. And it was really
nice. It's good. Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know if they were.
But now I do exercises on
circulation.
It's all about circulation up and down your legs and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, so I'm...
You're not meant to shove down the front of your trousers, Adrian.
And it's 10 minutes.
I'm sort of... In fact, they're so nice, I've sort of toyed with the idea of maybe getting one, but it's the sort of thing you can't
it's
get.
It's just an admission of being so old.
Well, you can buy, not the ones where you hold on, like I have. Yeah, you just stand
do
on
you
it.
Hold on to yours then?
No.
No,
no. It's just have a, to stand. It literally is just a plate. You know, like the aerobics
used to
be. Is it one
you can put water into?
No.
Oh, because you can get water ones as well, can't you?
Oh, I don't know. But no, you just, I got it in Debenhams in the sale. It's 50% off. And it's really good.
Okay, brilliant. Yeah.
And yeah, I'll bring it next time.
Yeah, we'll have a go on it.
You can try it.
We'll have a go on it. I was inundated. Of course, I obviously looked at something for more than 30 seconds. So, well, that's quite interesting. What's that? And then, of course, my feed is just full of chair yoga.
Right.
And that sort of stuff. Every time I turn on the phone, chair yoga, chair yoga, do this. So I have started doing it. And I've quite enjoyed it. Yeah, you can do it in 15 minutes.
Is it yoga?
Well, it's various exercises you can do on a chair and exercises.
You were doing
stretching.
Pilates, weren't you?
I have started, but obviously I hurt my knee. So once I get back,
were you going to classes?
I did go to classes. Yeah, I went to Reformer. I loved it.
I want to try that.
I would recommend it to anybody.
Yeah, a lot of brilliant. People rave about that.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
But I never really understand when you book what you're supposed to book, because they've got like these...
Yeah, no, I do. There's one in Grinstead, and she's girl does it, it's lovely. And,
is it a class, or do you have...
You can do both.
Right.
You can do both. But I'll start again. I'll start again when I get back.
That I was thinking about.
Yeah, no, that is really good. So, obviously, you've been doing any fitness apps, or are you just...
Have I been doing any fitness
staying
apps?
With a Greek god of a body that you've got
already?
Yeah,
I'm mostly doing that. I mean, I do. Everything bloody hurts, Stuart. It's no good, is it?
It's rubbish, isn't it?
It's no good. And the trouble is, because I'm so worried about making my back even worse, that I don't want to put in big effort type things, which is what you need to build your strength up.
You need to. That's exactly it.
You need to really go for it. And I'm always thinking, oh, God, I'm one false move here and my back's going to hurt, and then that'll be another 2 weeks.
But doing a lot of stretches and that is quite good as well.
I don't think it does for my back, if I'm honest, because it's like my vertebrae. I don't think it's not a muscular thing.
But mine, I actually broke my vertebrae playing a violin. Have I told this story already?
Oh, yeah.
So I fell off the stage backwards.
Broke the vertebrae falling off a stage, not playing the violin.
But I was playing the violin at the time.
Oh, I see, right, okay.
And but since then, I've always had really bad problems with my back. And then I had the herniated disc and I had surgery where they sliced a bit of disc off.
Yeah. Right.
So since then, I've always had problems with my back. But I've been going to a regular lady, Diane, who's lovely. And she's really helped. But I do try and do all the stretches and the cat-cows and all
that. Why did you fall off the stage?
Because the girl next to me was hitting me with her bow. So I moved over and the chair went.
Blimey. Was there an audience there?
Yeah.
These days?
Did they laugh?
Yeah, no.
It was all a huge amount of
trouble.
But
it was in a little church hall thing. Yeah. I was so embarrassed. It was mortifying.
And your parents would probably be mortified because you're their child.
Yeah.
But these days they would be suing the village hall, the band, the whatever, who would have to take out like a £1 billion insurance policy and that sort of stuff. Actually, on that subject of insurance, dreadful stories coming out of LA, not only about obviously the awful things, you know, people losing their house, which is appalling, but the state of the insurance market, they're not going to pay, are they?
Just wankers, aren't they?
They're
honestly
total wankers.
So they've said they're not paying?
They've apparently people have found out that, you know, they just renew their home insurance every year, and they found out that, you know, like you often get here's the new terms and conditions that you get sent, and you go, I agree. And one of those, like down at number 17C, has said, we're not covering for fire because it's too risky in California. So a lot of people have just had their houses burnt down. Yeah. They said, can you imagine? Somebody said they were being interviewed, I heard on a podcast, and saying, can you imagine what it's like knowing you've got to pay a mortgage still for the next 19 years on nothing?
Oh my
God. It's not like I've got to find the money to buy somewhere else.
No.
You've got a mortgage on that house that's burnt down. Stuart's just knocked his microphone over.
Good skills, though.
You did catch it quite well.
I did catch quite well. I've seen it still home. How about a catch? Got him. Great catch. Got him. Fuck off your house.
That was impressive.
So not only they've got to find themselves somewhere to live, they've still got to pay the mortgage off on the place that's burnt down that the insurance company was.
Jackie works closely with someone in LA, and they've got a beautiful house in the Palisades, and it is just cinders.
It's gone.
Everything is cinders. Literally to the floor, three young kids, I think, or three kids, you know, everything has gone. And it's just an utter nightmare.
Awful.
I mean, it's it sort of happened here in COVID, because rumour has it I might own a house or two. And then during COVID, the letting agency just said, oh, we don't cover for pandemics.
Oh, really?
I said, where is this on my premium insurance? Does it? Because oh no, we don't. And I said, right. So I started looking through, and I said, is this the bit you've just added in felt tip? Yeah. Because oh, by the way, we don't cover pandemics. And yeah, they just added in because they thought we're not going to be able to pay this.
Yeah.
If everyone is now claiming on this insurance, this will break us, and the insurance market, from what has happened in LA, will break.
Yeah.
So unless the government pay it, they're simply not going to be able to pay.
50 billion, they reckon, don't they? Already?
Yes.
They're not. The insurance market won't be able to cover it. So, but you
poor
do
people.
Kind of think, why do you bother paying in the first place when you're not going to pay out? Mm. There's only one thing worse than what's happened in LA, is if your house has burnt down, and then who turns up to give you moral support?
Oh, what, the fire brigade?
No.
Let me have
the
a think.
Dreaded.
Joe Biden?
He wouldn't know where it was. He'd get lost.
Mother-in-law?
Can you imagine?
Somebody, what? A
beginning
celebrity?
With M.
M&H.
M&H.
Could you imagine how bad your life is ruined? You've lost
have
your...
Have they been turning
you've
up?
Lost
and
the
there's
gorge
Meghan.
Up, and then Meghan and Harry
there
pitch
she is
up
with
to,
her
give,
hugs.
To give hugs and moral support.
Although, I mean, I'm not a fan, but to be fair, some of these celebrities have been slammed. They're damned if they do, damned if they don't, really. You know, if they give money, it's never enough, or if they... It just seemed to be a bit too public. I think you can do it quietly, can't you?
Yeah.
We're here to love and support.
Yeah.
It's just sort of like, Megan, fuck off.
Yeah.
I'm having a
well,
pretty,
Kelly Osbourne
I'm having
was
a pretty
about
bad
it
day.
On Lorraine this morning, Kelly Osbourne, who I didn't realise it was Kelly Osbourne because she looks... Well, it's in the background, you know, in my kitchen.
That's a yes.
I have it on.
That's a yes.
And then Ross from whatever, from LA, was doing the fires and that. So it's in the background.
Yeah.
But Kelly Osbourne, I saw this girl talking and I thought, I wonder who that is. And it was, I didn't recognise her. She's had so much work done. But anyway, she was sort of blagging off the celebrities and I think particularly...
Blagging off them or slagging them off.
Blagging. Well, it's both. Well, you,
both
word.
Really.
You use both words, blagging and slagging.
Yeah. Is that the same thing?
Yeah, you can blag them off. Yeah, absolutely.
She's been on the vibrating plate too much.
Maybe.
Well, I think if it gets too hot in LA, she'll probably melt. But, I mean, I couldn't just think of anything. As soon as it rocked
but
up in the paper, she
if they hadn't done anything,
thought,
then they'd be told that
no,
they don't care.
Just,
so
just,
it's a bit tricky, really.
Just
playing devil's advocate, because I can't stand her. But.
But it's just rolling up. Well, it's all right for you. You can go back to your mansion.
Mm.
She's had a lot of surgery, Kelly Osbourne. An awful
yeah.
lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably has probably got quite a lot of issues. But yeah, no, I mean,
it's
absolutely.
A bit of a shame, isn't it? She always had a really nice face, I thought, Kelly Osbourne.
Yeah.
I thought she was nice.
So yeah, we've had a ritual slagging off.
That's Kelly Osbourne dealt with.
Mm. Absolutely. She so, well, hopefully she.
What
know,
does she do now?
I don't know.
Does she do anything?
Fashion.
I
she
don't
did that
know.
Fashion
she
thing, just, didn't
she? Oh,
she
was on that fashion thing,
fashion
wasn't
thing
she?
With
like
Joan Rivers' daughter.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, so they are both. They are the daughters of famous plastic surgeon on mums.
Babies.
Yeah.
Nepo babies, whatever they're being called. But yeah, we've got our first slag off of Meghan Harry in of the year, so that's good work.
Yeah, she looks so different, doesn't she?
So yeah.
She looks great.
Oh,
I mean,
Lord, yeah,
each to their own.
Yeah, that's really helpful for the listeners. But yeah, no, she just look, Google Kelly Osbourne. She looks totally different. She's totally different. So how are we doing time-wise? Are we time for first break?
Yeah, we could go
how
for the first break.
How was your Christmas?
Yeah, but my Christmas was very, very traditional. I didn't go to the Seychelles, funnily enough.
Oh.
No. So we had my sister and our nephew round for lunch.
Did they go
and
to the
my
Seychelles?
Brother-in-law. They didn't go to the Seychelles. And then we were all up hers the next day. There was about 18 of us, I think, in our family.
Love Boxing Day.
Yeah, Boxing Day. Yeah, that was really nice.
It's more
yeah.
relaxing. You've just got the leftovers, bubble and squeeze.
I used to think with my favourite thing from my childhood was Boxing Day. And I used to prefer the Boxing Day meal to the Christmas Day meal.
Definitely.
When you used to be like turkey and ham pie. I mean, my mum was a really great cook and she used to make this amazing pie with, you know, mashed potato and gravy. It was gorgeous.
Mm.
Missed those days.
Yeah. I've got a lot of nephews and nieces and a lot of great nephews and nieces, and we.
Any of them go to the Seychelles?
No, I don't think any of them. But well, no, I don't think any of them been to the Seychelles.
I'm just wondering.
And it's got to the point where we don't give all our great nephews and nieces because they're now like some of them in their 20s, and these are like the next lot down, and I've got no imagination whatsoever. So I normally just stick something in a card and give it to them. And in fact, this year it got to the point where my great niece Emma was there, and she's probably 18 or 19 now. And I thought, oh, this will be her last year. And I was standing in the kitchen talking to her uncle, who's a nephew of mine, and she came over and I just said, Emma, do you want 20 quid? And she went, yeah, all right. And I gave her 20 quid and I thought, that's it. That's all you get.
It's a great day when you used to do your Christmas shopping by going to the cash point.
Taking out nice
20 or 30 pounds for everyone in the thing, times how many ever nephews and nieces you've got, stick them in an envelope, and that's Christmas done.
Yeah,
and then wonder why Mrs. Simmons always used to a little bit peeved at me. You're not putting in the required effort.
No, I got
some great presents though.
Come on,
excuse me. Well, AJ bought me tickets to see Peter Kay because I fancy seeing him.
Very good.
Yeah, Henry got me. Tickets for him and I to go to a carol concert at the Albert Hall next.
Oh, that's a really good thing.
Yeah, because I said I wanted to do stuff with them.
And that's a really nice thing to look forward to.
Yeah, nice.
I'm amazed it sounded like a year in advance.
Yeah, I know. And then Rory, his friend is in Oliver in the West End at the moment.
Go on, and see yourself.
So we're going to go and see that. Rory and I go and see his friend because I've been nagging at Rory to say, I want to see what your friend's in and what have you. So he's in that. And he's going to be the Artful Dodger. Yeah.
Oh,
so
brilliant. Fantastic.
Right, that's a really big part.
Oh, fantastic.
So we're going to go up and see that in April, I think.
Brilliant.
So I had some nice.
Okay. And what did you buy, Andrew?
What did I get? I got him a lot of clothes, actually, but he had bought himself a golf electric trolley thing.
Oh, it's come to that.
He got one of those. So I bought mainly clothes for him, though. Yeah.
I got, Stuart, you'll like this. I got myself a small golf bag, but not out of a skip.
I was going to say,
One you can carry that has the strap. You can almost wear a little bit like a thingy.
Like a golf bag.
Because I thought, I don't play a lot of golf, and I'm not very good, and I don't need a full set of clubs because I don't use most of them. I reckon that my optimum round of golf, you're looking at 6 or 7 clubs tops. And I thought, actually, I'm better off just for health and fitness to just carry the bag around with me, stick it on my back and carry it.
Quite right.
So that's what I'm going to do. So unlike Mr. Wake, I'm not going to have an electric golf trolley. Is it one with a...
I don't know. But he's succumbed to it. I mean, he normally does like to carry his bag. But I think... he was using another electric one, but then he's gone for this one. I don't know why, but he plays at Crowborough. I don't know.
It's very hilly. It's very, very hilly.
But he does normally like to carry, I must say.
This will be the first bag I've ever had, actually.
It hasn't come out of a skip?
A, hasn't come out of a skip or from eBay, and B, I can put it on the ground and the little legs pop out. Because I normally try and balance it.
You've really zoomed into 2025, haven't you?
As I'm just about to hit a shot, they fall over and crash against the floor.
So I went to the Hammersmith Apollo, whatever it's called now, to see Only Fools and Horses.
Yes, I saw that this time last year.
And it was brilliant.
Was Vinnie Jones in it?
Yes, Vinnie Jones was superb.
What does he play?
He plays one of the Driscoll brothers.
One of the Driscoll brothers. And it was really, really good. I thought, no one can be Dale Boy like David Jason, but the guy who did it was very good.
When I saw it this time last year, I got to take off my birthday this time last year, and the person who played Rodney, his voice... is just amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
How he can take off Rodney. He's absolutely fantastic.
And Paul Whitehouse was brilliant as granddad.
Yeah, as granddad, yeah. No, it's very good.
And it was,
I loved it.
Is everyone in? Like Trigger and Boycie and all that? Yeah. All the characters.
It's like a composite of all the classic bits. Classic bits of that sort of second series.
Marley.
And they've managed to work it into one show. Yeah. So you've got all the classic bits of him falling over at the bar and all these sort of bits. But no,
it's very well
done. Yeah,
I went to the pantomime.
You didn't.
It was really good. Joe Pasquale was in it, and he was hilarious. He was really good, but it was really quite risque. You know, I know a lot. They do these jokes to go above the children's head, but it was quite. Yeah, but it was very.
Because you put a picture on Instagram or Facebook.
There was loads of us because my sister and her children, and then their other halves and their little ones. So it was brilliant.
What was the pantomime?
It was. I've gone totally blank.
So good you can't remember.
Oh, my God. How can I not remember?
Jack
and the Beanstalk.
Jack and the
Beanstalk.
A classic.
Yes. Yeah, it was very good.
Can you remember any of the risque bits?
No, nothing that I'm going to say that if it's rude. Alexandra Burke was in it, the singer. She was very good. Yeah, it was very good.
Good.
But I thought of you, actually.
Excellent.
I went, the bar was pretty empty, so I thought, oh, I'll just go and get... Actually, no, my brother-in-law said, come on alone, let's grab a drink. And I had a tiny little bottle of Prosecco.
Oh, don't get him going, for God's
£12.
Sake.
£12.50.
That's outrageous, isn't it? Don't stop. You've just got to let it go. You've got to let
bottle.
It lie.
Makes me fume.
What, London Theatre prices? Get out of it.
Yeah, £12.50. I was, yeah... flabbergasted. So my brother-in-law probably turned around and left me with it. I was like, oh, thanks. He's like, I'm not going to have a drink, not with this price. Yeah.
And what did you get for Christmas, Andrew?
I got a vacuum cleaner.
It's like the last one we did. What the worst presents you ever got for Christmas?
No, it's brilliant. Cleaner. It's a work one.
It, what, a vac for work?
Yeah, that goes with my DeWalt battery.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
it's nice. Portable. It's lovely, and then every time I clean up, I'll think of my lovely Leslie. So
oh,
I was delighted
sweet.
With it.
That's
sure, she'll be thrilled at that.
Yeah. I got a present for Christmas.
Oh, God, hang on. Shall we see if we can guess what it might be?
Steady, you're getting a bit blagged here. See, blagged. I'm getting blagged. It was not a physical present.
Oh. Wasn't
it was
vibrating.
It was a gift.
Oh,
not that
a
present.
Gift.
No, that was your birthday, then, wasn't it? It was a gift.
It was a gift.
It was a gift for November.
Are you going somewhere?
West Ham. I am going somewhere.
Were you, what is it?
A concert.
It a guy Fawkes?
No. Mrs. Simmons bought me a ticket to Australia to go and see the Ashes.
Oh, nice.
Poor old song.
Perth, it's November.
Like your life is shit, isn't it? All our people have just turned off now.
People out
there. We're very pleased for you,
I've got a golf bag, so I don't have to use the one out of the skip. He's got a vacuum cleaner. You're going to a Karen concert. In the Albert Hall.
But that's by yourself, or is she going with you?
No, I am going by myself. Huh. Oh, and I'm hoping, obviously, some various people are going to go with me.
Right.
People who have intimated that they might well come with me, like you.
Oh.
So have you broached this with Mrs. Bella? Not yet.
Well,
clearly,
I've just outed you on the thing.
Luckily, she doesn't listen. So we can say what we like.
She hasn't listened to the
basically
Christmas
Jane
yet.
Doesn't listen. Yes, basically.
Well, that's nice. That's something that you really like. And I'm liking the idea of doing things as opposed to actual gifts. We've talked about that with our friends for our birthdays this year. We've all decided we're not going to do presents. We're going to do stuff.
Stuff.
So we've booked to see Les Mis in February with my friends Laura and Debbie and Sheena. Just drop those names
in. Did you go and see Guys and Dolls?
No.
Should have gone to see it. Best thing on the West End, that was.
Really?
I've got a feeling it's still on, but I think it ends fairly soon.
Oh.
It is utterly brilliant. And you'll know so many songs in it.
Oh, yeah. I'll have a look at that.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Oh, Christ.
Luck be a... That's one of theirs. Luck if you've ever...
I've heard Moulin Rouge is supposed to be very good on the West End as well. I haven't seen that. Didn't appeal, but apparently it's very good.
No, it doesn't appeal to me either,
No,
really.
But it's supposed to be good. Have we done any TV watching over Christmas?
That's we have, but let's talk about this after the break, because we're almost half an hour into
and
the
you
show.
Probably, and you're old enough, you probably need a wee.
I know, I don't actually, but I want another coffee.
Coffee.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're going to go for a break. Hopefully, this time, Alex will remember to put the music in the break.
Oh, Alex, yeah.
Come on.
Come on,
son.
Alex.
Come on, son.
Come on, put the music in the break. We'll see you in a mo.
Hello.
Children's story time.
By far away the manliest hello you've ever heard.
Hello.
Don't be sexist. You can say hello, how do you like? It can be as manly as you want it to be. Lovely to be back. We are going to talk about January the 6th.
Are we?
We are.
Why?
Does anyone know the significance of January 6th? Now, obviously,
you have to take down your decorations.
Well, you've
by
been
then.
Listening to the quiz, so that's good. It was either the 5th or the 6th.
Oh, yeah. It's the 5th. They had to be down by the end of the 5th.
But that is not the correct answer.
I thought the idea was they couldn't be up on the 6th.
No.
So you had to take them down on the 5th.
You're shooting completely down the wrong foot.
I remember putting the 6th was the last day. And
This is not... You're going... This is not a decoration theme here.
Okay. Oh. But but there's also, it's a big in the old Catholic, it's a Feast of the Epiphany and St. Stephen's Day.
Well. No, that's also not right. Oh. It is the most popular day for divorce lawyers.
Ah.
Oh.
Is it? It is.
See, I wasn't expecting that. Okay.
See, there's method in my
all
madness.
Right, and I'll let you off.
You see, yeah, it is the day where divorce lawyers are turning to Jethro all of a sudden there. Are contacted by couples who decide that they, new year, can't go through it anymore.
Really?
Absolutely.
That's a shame.
And have you seen...
Did Mrs. Simmons tell you this story?
I wondered why she was looking at Googling lawyers all of a sudden around that time. No, clearly not.
Clearly not.
And then, silly woman. And then if you actually look at it in the new year, there's lots of fairly high-profile couples splitting up.
Yeah. Oh, Pep.
Pep and Mrs. Pep yeah. splitting
and,
up.
And that now, do you remember we had this conversation, didn't we, about a month ago? And it still might be true, but you said you'd sort of heard through the grapevine that...
Do we do unscrupulous rumours on this podcast?
Yeah, I believe
we do.
Yeah, you heard through the grapevine that Man City basically banked to rights.
Yes.
And they were going to... Go,
yeah,
get ready.
They're gonna get it.
Well, whatever he and we absolutely thought that his strange behavior and his whole demeanor had to be that,
yes.
But obviously, he was actually going through a breakup at the
same time. I mean, they've been living apart, if you believe the press, for quite a few years.
Now. Oh, have they?
So, apparently, yes. And who else is obviously splitting up? Nicola Sturgeon.
Yes.
Yeah. Mind you, he was less of a catch than Pep Guardiola, wasn't he?
She wasn't much of a catch.
No, she wasn't, to be fair. But...
You can marry Jimmy Cranky.
He wasn't.
And if you believe scurrilous rumours, which clearly we do on this podcast, there are very, very strong rumours coming out that Nicola Sturgeon may re-emerge with a new partner.
Oh. Of the same gender.
Oh, you're so possibly correct. If you believe. Oh,
really?
Yes.
Well, that's fine.
No, we've got no problem. I mean, you know, there have been rumours flying around for years and years.
What about my friend Hugh that ghosted me? He's with that Sutton. Well, what's the name now?
Say no more.
Sutton Foster, the...
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh, he's with his...
My ex... I
thought of you the other day. You see that thing, and you're not allowed to laugh about her. But that French woman who thought she was in an 18-month relationship with Brad Pitt.
Oh my
got
god!
Scammed out of 800,000 quid.
I mean,
god
right,
love
that's
her.
Just mental.
I mean, that is just
that's as mental as you
she
like.
She has to be not all there.
No, that's got to be
satisfying.
I'm not sure what you're implying here.
Well, because you said my ex, as if we were actually having a relationship with him.
That's a bit of a hint there.
He's missing.
That's a bit of a hint
there. Him and Beckham off my list now. I don't know who I'm going to go for.
And why is Dave off your list?
Because I'm reading that book about him and his marriage that you told
Beckham.
Me to. It's quite, and it's confirming a lot of stuff
House
that I've heard.
It's all going to come falling down one day.
Well, whether it will, I mean, it probably should have fallen down already.
It stayed up there pretty
but
well,
I mean,
so
they are
far,
just
but...
a brand. It's just that we are doing this for the brand. It's just a marriage of convenience.
I suppose if you've got that sort of money and everything, and that you could, in theory, stay together and live completely separately if you wanted to, couldn't you? It wouldn't be difficult.
It's a bit strange. I'm going to have to...
Places all over the world. And I finished that on holiday, actually. I finished the
I'm
book.
A couple of chapters in.
The
so
House
I've
of Beckham.
Got
it's good. It's,
go.
It's,
it
good,
is
it's
good.
A good. It talks about a ton of stuff about his tax evasion, you know, where he's playing, everything to avoid paying
I am
tax.
Always baffled when in the New Year's Honours list he's never a sir.
Oh, please get over it.
Why?
Oh.
He's done an awful lot. He's done a lot more than blooming other people.
Rubbish.
No.
Yeah.
He does a lot of...
What does
he's
he do?
Pulled
what
out.
About Gareth Southgate? He How did he get to be a sir?
Well, I'm not entirely sure he should have got it either.
Well, exactly. There's a lot
someone,
of other people...
Okay, we're getting slightly
okay, we're
here.
Getting sidetracked.
Can someone tell me how the Mayor of London has got a knighthood and Kevin Sinfield hasn't?
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
Disgraceful. Yeah. Absolutely disgraceful. If ever anyone deserves a knighthood,
the thing
it
is,
absolutely does.
The whole knighthood in politics thing, I just think is nonsense.
It's
anyway,
ridiculous,
isn't
it?
I mean, I found out recently that, and they're not listeners, so I can say it, but you'll probably know who I'm talking about. I won't say the names, but we've got some friends. There's four of them in the family, and their dad was a partner at Price Waterhouse.
Oh, yes.
And he's got a CBE. And I only found this out recently. And I said, oh, I was thinking, well, I've known him since I was 16. What's he got a CBE for? And it was for services to accountancy. So these things... Yeah. These things, you know, because he did a lot of accountancy work working with the government, you see. So
it's a thank you. It's a kind of big thank you.
But it's just nonsense, isn't it?
It is. I think it is. But in this book,
it does say that how much the FA pull Beckham in all the time to do ministerial work, try and get the World Cup, try and get the Olympics, and that sort of
he
stuff.
Does a lot for UNICEF and stuff like that as well, doesn't he?
You need to read on, love.
Okay.
You need to read on.
Love.
I'm starting to love.
You need to read on.
All right.
Because, yeah, that all comes out about how he's not quite as generous as he appears to be. And again, it's all public. It's all perception that they want out in the public. Mm. And then, of course, he totally gets, once those emails were leaked, he was...
But I rewatched the documentary.
That was the one where he went a bit berserk because he didn't get a knighthood
and called people ungrateful. See you next Tuesdays.
Oh, I'm going to have
several times. That's also later in the book.
But they do that. I mean, the documentary, I rewatched it and they come across as... I liked the documentary, but now I'm rewatching it, having reading the book.
I've also rewatched the documentary and I enjoy the episode one because it's, you know, it's a blast in the past, you know, the 90s and you notice that every time he shoots he scores in this documentary. He doesn't miss once.
No,
amazingly they all go in the top corner, but it's, you're just told what you need to be told about them. And it's,
I've got a feeling he did miss a few in the documentary, didn't he, when they were saying when he was going through rough patches.
Well, it was a tough time.
I'm still going to defend him, although I know that he's naughty.
The worst knighthood ever in politics was Gavin Williamson, wasn't it?
He was the
education secretary, and he was the one who said, "Oh, the Russians should just shut up." He was an absolute wanker in every way, shape and form, and somehow he got a knighthood off of. Mm. I think Boris Johnson gave him the knighthood.
Load of people. Anyway, getting back onto the 6th of January. Apparently, if it wasn't for the LA fires, apparently Jessica Alba is splitting up from.
She married to.
Well, that's a shame.
Mr. Alba.
So we don't know who
he is.
They've
not
got three children.
They've got young
kids
and everything. Obviously, you know.
You don't hear much from her anymore, though.
No, she's just beauty.
I don't know who she is. I mean, I sort of do, but.
She hasn't been around for a
long
time.
If you showed me a picture, I'd say, oh, yeah, I recognise her. But like, if you just showed me a picture and said, who's that? I probably wouldn't know if it was Jessica.
So what goes on at Christmas in these households that they're all breaking up? What's happening?
Well, I suppose it's probably a thing of, you know, if you're unhappy and you think, new year, new me. I don't want to carry on living like this anymore. And that's the day.
And it's a miserable time of year, isn't it? I think people get a bit miserable.
And then, you know, they think, I want a new start in the new year. And January the 6th is apparently the first day back that lawyers start after the new year.
Mm.
So that's why.
Well, every day's a school day, Stuart. We've learned something.
Well, you have today. There you go, see? Also, another thing I saw this week... apparently, Sven Göran Eriksson, our lovely ex-England football manager,
he's dead.
He died in debt.
Yeah. I mean, that's not news. He did die, but he all died hopelessly in debt.
Yeah, he was in debt.
He was nearly almost £4 million in debt.
Yeah,
almost four. He was scammed by his manager.
What's that?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, it's very sad.
£3.8 million pounds in debt when he died.
Well, I never knew that.
Yeah, well,
maybe Nancy just fleeced him.
He liked the ladies, didn't he, Sven?
He certainly did.
But so did he have? I don't really know the way it works, this debt thing. But did he have anything in his estate?
Yes, he had
the
house.
The debt?
No, not enough. No.
Oh, really?
No, he had a very nice house worth a couple of million, but that just went into the debt hole. And apparently, at the end of it, the figure was...
I mean, he was England manager for, what, 6-8 years?
Oh, yeah, he had an absolute fortune.
He must have
way more than anybody else been
a manager. He was the highest paid international manager, wasn't he?
Yeah, until we decided to pay Capello just as much money to be equally as useless. That also comes out in the book. You'll find that as well, about his relationship with Beckham, and it was all, you know, can't get rid of him because all this sort of stuff.
Do you know who Capello is? Excellent.
No, Capello, Sven. Sven.
Not
you,
a
just
clue.
Know, you just know Sven.
I knew him.
Because basically he jumped on top of Ulrika Johnson.
I know Ulrika Johnson, that's my... Yeah. I knew him for his brilliant footballing abilities.
Is there anyone who hasn't?
So brilliant.
Managing. No, I do remember.
Is there anyone who hasn't jumped on Ulrika Johnson?
Ulrika, if you are listening, please don't get your Laura out.
Yeah, because she's quite litigious.
She's very litigious. She'll also turn up to the opening of a book.
Wasn't she
and
in
say
car
she's...
parks with Collymore or something from memory?
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Yeah.
You're just a son.
Stan Collymore.
Well, he hit her in a car park, I don't think.
I believe, yes.
I think they were doing other things in a car park. Right.
Were they?
Yeah, I think...
Anyway, we better get off this subject before we are in trouble.
It's not the 6th of January, but I might need to go to a lawyer.
So, is anybody here as concerned as I am about the influence that Elon Musk appears to be having over politics, American politics?
I think it will dwindle.
I think it will just dwindle. My only hope is that him and Donald Trump have similar-sized egos... And Trump will just drop him up warring against each other.
I think it will just end in tears.
But he seems to be wanting to get involved with the English politics.
Well, it's almost like he's become a fascist overnight, isn't it? And he's just backing right-wing governments all the time. What worries me about him is the fact that he's got this platform where he can just go on and lie. Mm. And he's got a company that can produce... I mean, he can do almost anything. And there's an awful lot of idiots who just believe
things he says.
Yes. And it's really frightening.
He's supporting Farage, isn't he?
Well, he was.
Well, he was, but now he's dropped Farage.
Because they've all had an argument.
But he supports Tommy Robinson. I mean, you've got to be off your bloody head to support him. It's just nonsense, isn't it? It does. It really worries me. And I'm very animated about the fact that... Zuckerberg is now obviously trying to cozy up to the new American administration because he's taken away fact checkers from...
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's
nonsense to say that, you know, I believe in free speech. Well, there's a difference between free speech and
nonsense.
Just lying.
What about this? There's something about TikTok being banned or what's that?
Yeah, well, the American government, they want to try and ban TikTok in America because they reckon it's too influenced by the Chinese government.
Yes.
It's too influenced by them
and they don't like it. But then he's having to do a deal, so it'll obviously stay when they realise how many American people actually live on TikTok.
Yeah.
And how unpopular it would be. So I suspect the egos will just end up crushing themselves.
Well, I really hope so.
You kind of hope so, because it is quite...
It's so dangerous, I think, for somebody with his much money... to have that much influence over people and to be able to actually lie. And, you know, and it's like he's getting involved with the grooming gang thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
He just spouts off. He just gives his opinion.
What's so terrible is they had it took them 7 years to come up with all these recommendations. Neither the last government or this government we've got now, which, to be fair, has only been in 6 months, has done any of the recommendations. And he says... have another inquiry, and the bloody Conservatives are saying, absolutely, have an inquiry, otherwise you're complicit. How have you had an inquiry? And people hear all of this, and then they believe him. They believe what he's saying. It's just, it's so dangerous.
I think the last election in America, and in England was going to be a whitewash anyway. But
the United Kingdom.
Is basically shown that old common ways of trying to win an election have gone out the window now. It's not about trying to get an interview on the BBC and trying to get your point out there. It's all about social media. It's about going on Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
It's about going on the various popular podcasts
that you do.
And it's totally changed in the last couple of years.
But it's completely wrong.
Could we
isn't
have
it?
Elon Musk on here one day?
You get somebody like Joe Rogan, who's got millions and millions of people watching him, who are probably as thick as two short planks, and he can say whatever he likes and they can be lies. The thing is, when it was done through the press, you had some sort of somebody overlooking it who could say that's a lie, you've got to take that down. You can say whatever you like online.
I think it's changed totally. And yeah, they just cozy up to whichever party they need to so they don't get banned. So Zuckerberg will do that. I think they'll stub themselves out. It's just,
I hope so. I really they're
just
hope pe- so,
those
are
just petrol and matches, I believe.
Well,
that's what I believe.
Yeah, I hope so. Anyway, do you know what I saw on the telly the other day? We're going to go into telly now and just talk a bit of telly before we come up to the next bit. I saw the very last episode of Captain Scarlet. Now,
Captain Scarlet.
Bam, 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 bam.
Now, What was interesting, I didn't know it was the last one, and I can't remember ever seeing it, but I'm watching it. It starts out with Destiny Angel crashing in the desert, and they want to go out and get her. Anyway, the long and the short of it is she's crashed in the desert, and everyone on Cloud Base is getting attacked now by the Mysterons, yeah. And they're all dying, yeah, one after the other, getting killed.
I have seen
Cloud
this episode.
Base goes down. And then you can see where they got it from in Dallas, because at the end of it, it's Captain Blue and Captain Scarlet standing over Destiny Angel, and she wakes up in the desert and she's dreamt it all. Dreamt the
it's
whole
a prelude lot. To Dallas.
And that was it. That was the last. That was the last one. They all die, and they're going, Captain Magenta. How's Lieutenant Green? Oh, he's dead. I mean, just it was a kids' program. They were all dying. It was shocking.
You need to get out of here. Even for me to say that, you really,
I really need to
get
and
out.
And now
more.
I'm really hoping, because they've now done 5LXL5. They did Stingray, Thunderbirds, Captain Scarlet. I'm hoping Joe 90 might come, because I haven't seen that for years.
You'll be disappointed.
Well,
after a couple of episodes, you think he's actually a little shit.
Did you both independently like this?
Yeah.
And then you met. When we met,
we suddenly realised that we had quite an enormous amount in common.
Right.
That all the things we liked happened to be virtually
and
the same.
And so, how
things.
Did you get onto the subject of I like Captain Scarlet? Yeah.
why wouldn't you?
Standing at a lonely bar.
Yeah. It's how you get on the. You know, we were
all
on
right,
the
mate.
It's how you get on any right. discussion about anything.
You know? Watched Captain Scarlet.
You had all the videos of Thunderbirds, didn't you, at home?
I probably didn't then.
No,
when
you had all the Bonds, James Bonds.
I had all the Bond things, and then, yeah, I didn't. Those were DVDs now.
I actually watched Russia with Love last night. It was on ITV4. It's not very good. It takes a better part of a train.
It does train. It's not a bad one.
Yeah.
It's not, some of the middle ones, which are on there, like the later Roger Moore ones, he's just a dirty old man.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm not a Bond fan.
He's a proper dirty old man. You know, he sits there in Moonraker when he's like he's our age, and he sits there and sitting there with a girl. He says, what have we got to do? You know, 3.5 hours to do in Rio. I wonder what we're going to do. You're thinking. You're going to get arrested.
So, did you watch
No.
Wallace and Gromit?
I did.
Oh, I loved it.
It was really good.
Did you watch it?
I did watch it. Now, unfortunately, luckily she won't be listening, because I thought Wallace and Gromit was going to be your old-fashioned Wallace and Gromit, your little 20-minute...
Oh, you didn't realise
yes,
it.
I didn't realise
it was a feature-length episode.
Yeah.
My kids and my wife and my mum were sitting there thinking... This is going on for a long time now. It's very, very good.
Oh, it's so inventive.
It's very clever. So many homages in it.
My favourite bit was when they were on the barge chase, when one was chasing the other, and you see the old fumes coming out, and then it pans back, and an old lady with a pram walking past faster than the barges. Oh, it just thought it was so
clever.
Funny.
It's very, very clever.
And I was very pleased that the new voice guy they've got sounded just
it's
like
brilliant,
Peter.
Wasn't he?
I couldn't believe that.
Yeah,
I
he
had
was
to
so
check
good.
The credit.
Yeah, he was so good.
He sounds exactly the same.
And did you Gavin and Stacey it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you a massive Gavin and Stacey
fan? Yeah, I am, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched that.
Yeah.
I thought it was good, actually. It's better. I was worried I was going to be disappointed.
I'm not an enormous Gavin and Stacey fan. I did watch the end of it. Mm. So I thought, okay, I will watch this. But we had to get my mum home. By a certain time, so they could go back and they could all watch Gavin.
It was good. I enjoyed it.
I thought what I really noticed most about it was, and if you look at the old ones, just how much James Corden has actually changed.
Mm.
And he used to look like a little fat boy,
mm.
and now he just looks like a sort of an overweight
big
adult.
Fat boy.
He wasn't. Mm. He was a bit more of a serious Smithy, I thought, than in previous times. But I
he's
did
supposed
enjoy
to
it.
Be. Awful in real life.
Well,
apparently.
I don't know if he is. I mean, you hear one story about him having a really bad day, and then I can't see as he can be awful, because everyone who's worked with him all seem to want to carry on working with him.
Mm.
I don't. I think that somebody's got it in for
James Corden.
Yes.
Girls,
come on.
Because you do hear about it quite a bit.
I also think James Corden might be listening. I bloody hope he's not.
I met somebody who worked with him in a bodyguard and said he was Not very nice.
Oh. See you next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh. This was a guy delivering my garden furniture, and I wanted to ask him what famous people he'd worked with, and he had a big long story. But anyway, he said him and one of the one of the girl bands. Anyway, I'll think about it. Sugar Bays. One of the Sugar Bays was horrific.
Oh, no, I'm sure she's lovely. Mm-hmm. A few years ago when I was doing the trailer for the Hannah the Spanner TV thing that was going on, we got approached by people for the voiceover artist, and all of a sudden you think, oh my God, you know, we could get this voiceover artist. And there were various people mentioned, and it looked for a while. First of all, we were going to get Jack Whitehall, and he was really keen to do it. But then he did ever so well presenting the BAFTAs or the Grammys or whatever. And basically...
The Brits, or something like that.
And he very quickly had to go to America. So he sent us like a really lovely email, said, oh, I really like it, I think it's a great project, but yeah, I can't do it now because I've got to go to this programme. So we had to hunt around again. And we had to choose, ridiculously, between Stephen Fry and Dawn French. That was the choice we had to make between them later. So we chose Dawn French. And then right at the last minute, we were offered James Corden.
Right.
And you were living in Bakersfield at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it meant we would have to go to LA to do it. And I was going to call you and say, you got to turn up. I'm not telling you who it is. Ooh. And this sort of stuff.
Now I
tell you. But at the last minute, we're thinking, okay, this is how much it costs or whatever. And this, you know. And then the person, someone I did it with, and he said, whatever you do, don't get James Corden. He said, see you next Tuesday. He said, he's a vile bloke. And whereas the other ones, you like, we got Dawn French, and she was lovely. She, you know, stayed around, talked about the project, talked about this sort of stuff. He said, James Corden will literally come in, he will do the lines, he'll walk in, he'll walk out. He won't even talk to you. You're not allowed to talk to him about anything you do. You're not allowed to talk to him about his life. He'll literally walk out, and then his accountant will ask for the, and that sort of stuff.
Well, I'm very disappointed.
Yes.
But on the other hand, he is a West Ham United
super fan
when he needs to be. Yeah. And when they need him, because obviously they can't use Russell Brand anymore. So it's now Ray Winston and James Corden is now the only two people who are now allowed to promote West Ham United.
He's a bit like you, isn't he, as well? He's a West Ham fan from nowhere near East London.
Shut your face.
He's from... Wickham, isn't he? You should be a Brighton fan, really, shouldn't you?
Brighton or Palace was slap bang in the middle of the pair of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did actually, when I went the other day, I did walk straight past Ray Winston.
Oh, did you?
Who was in there. And
did he have his entourage with him?
Didn't appear to have.
Because he came to the school that I worked at once. They were doing some charity thing going on. And he was the bloke who sort of was representing the charity. So he turned up, but he had a whole table because he had a load of mates with him, basically.
Yeah.
He was a really good bloke.
I was going to say, he always comes across the person I went with...
Slightly scary, but actually really good bloke.
The person I went with, he was just like double-taking. And I was like, yes, it's Ray Winston. He comes here all the time. Come on, it's time to go. Yes, Ray Winston, come on, stop fangirling.
Yeah.
And that's what I'd say was, yeah, no, he did go.
Yeah, so there you go. So we've got a quiz.
We have got a quiz.
Okay.
We're going to break and have a quiz, or we're just going to quiz?
We'll have a quiz, because I could do with a Jimmy Riddle.
No, that means you want a break.
What did I say?
You clearly have a quiz.
Clearly,
totally senior
moment.
You
have a senior moment.
Oh, we're having a break.
Yeah.
Alex, we're having a break, and he's having a senior moment.
I am, yeah. So we'll see you in a minute.
Quiz time.
Hurrah!
Hurrah!
Right, as it is the brand new year when we're all excited about new beginnings, etc., etc., especially if you're Jessica Alba, we're going to slightly go back, and our quiz is a quiz on 2024, the year that has just gone. We have 10 questions.
Excellent.
Get your pens and papers ready.
Only 10, that's
good. Only 10.
A quick quiz.
It's a quick quiz. Question number one.
She's looking at her phone over there.
I'm messaging my friend that I'm supposed to be going on a dog walk with, and I'm saying that I'm taking longer than I thought.
Dog walk. I'm meeting someone for a dog walk.
I am.
Right. What? Question number one.
Seychelles.
Is that his new nickname?
Yeah.
Mr. Seychelles.
Welcome. It's Andrew, Lerny, Adrian and Seychelles.
Seychelles. Right.
It's a twisted fuck off.
2024.
Right, 2024. Right. Question number one.
Okay.
Which government collapsed in 2024 as the Prime Minister was outed with a vote of no confidence? You have to write it down, not shout it out.
Which government collapsed?
Collapsed.
What's the name of the Prime Minister?
Oh, no, the name of the country.
Okay.
Which government collapsed when what?
When the Prime Minister was outed with a vote of no confidence. Just before the turn of the
year. They got rid of the... Yeah, there was a vote of no confidence in this particular parliament, and they... Well, I don't know why I'm helping you.
What country?
Yes.
That's the basic, England. The gist of it.
No?
Don't look at me and ask if I'm going to give you the answer. It's a quiz.
Question number two. Come on, quizzer. Question number two. Premier League official David Cooch was sacked for being very, very rude about which manager?
That was certainly the best way to ruin your career, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
What a complete idiot.
And his mates for just stitching him up and releasing... Whichever of his mates just released that. Cheers, boys. Yeah. Really good friends. Yeah. You're off the Christmas card list. Question number three. Which 1980s pop star came third in I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Ooh.
Oh, I should know this.
Which 1980s pop star came third in this year's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here?
Hang on. Ooh. Danny Jones.
Oh, I remember now. Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Good girl.
Hang on, what's his name? Okay.
Well, that's kind of the question, really.
Okay.
Question number four. Who performed the 2024 Glastonbury Legend Spot?
Oh,
that's a tricky one.
Oh, yeah. I hope it was this. I think I know it.
I'm going to have to guess that.
Question number five.
Who was that?
Well, that's what I ask and you write down. That's kind of the gist of a quiz there, Lenny. Question number five. Who was Kamala Harris's running mate?
Can we remember?
Yeah, I can never remember how she pronounced his name either.
Oh, then I've got that wrong then.
I can see how to spell it, but I don't know how to pronounce it.
And question number six, staying with American politics, which town did Donald said eat their pets? What was the name of the town? I think you forget all that, didn't you?
You forget.
And next Monday he's going to be president again.
Eat their pets.
Which town? Where do they eat their pets in America?
They're eating the cats. They're eating the dogs. They're eating all the pets. They're not.
No, they're not, you mentalist. Number seven.
Apparently, he's taken credit for the peace deal, hasn't he?
Oh, I saw that this morning. Yeah,
yes, that's all thanks to me. Hang on a minute, it was being negotiated when you were up in court being sentenced.
Not sentenced, as may be.
Well, not sentenced, yeah.
Which celebrity, question seven, which celebrity has been announced as the new host of Bullseye?
Bullseye, oh. I know this. I know this, but I can't remember.
Well, then that's not a lot of use to remember, beast.
Bullseye.
Which is also the name of the horse in Toy Story.
And it was the name of Bill Sykes.
It was the name of Bill Sykes.
I know this and I've forgotten it.
Well, you need to hurry up and remember.
Bullseye!
Right, question number eight.
So frightening, wasn't it?
So frightening. Almost as frightening as Captain Black. Oh. Question number eight. Who was more scary, Captain Black or the Hood?
Oh, Captain Black.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, fair enough. Question number eight. Which Starsky and Hutch star sadly passed away in 2024?
2024. I'm Starsky, he's Hutch. My sister loved him.
I knew that he was dead, so it must be him.
Yeah, it must be. By process of elimination.
My sister met him at a roller disco in...
You said that. Mm.
Not
that's episode number 12.
Did I already talk possibly. About that?
Yeah, probably.
I forget.
Question number nine. Which TV journalist was played by Gillian Anderson in the Netflix production Scoop?
Say that again.
Which TV journalist was played by Gillian Anderson, the lovely Gillian Anderson?
Do you think so?
Oh, certainly used to when she was Mulder.
I think Scully, right? What I find fascinating, because you know she went to school in England.
I didn't know that.
Her dad was in the American Air Force, and he was based over here. Yeah. So she went through from about 10 to 18. She was at school over here, which is why she does such a brilliant accent. And when she's over here, she talks in an English accent. And when she's in America, she talks in an American accent. So if you see her on an American chat show, she's American.
That's why.
You see her on Grant Norton. She's got completely English
basically,
accent.
Who did she play?
Who did she play in Scoop?
Scoop. About the Prince Andrew.
The journalist one.
What's her name?
Well, that's what you've got to tell us. That's what you've got to write down.
What number was that?
That's nine.
Nine.
That's going to be a half pointer, I think. Cause I can't remember
you and your bloody half pointers.
Yeah, well, they all count.
Only because you award them to yourself.
Because you make up the rules.
Yes, I make up the rules. One of the letters was the same, so that's half a point.
I know the woman.
What, personally?
Yes.
Question number 10. Who performed at the Super Bowl halftime show?
Oh, I wouldn't have a clue.
Yeah, it was the biggest thing since sliced bread, wasn't it?
Have a clue.
It was massive.
And it wasn't. Didn't go down terribly well.
No.
A disappointment, general consensus. Who's playing at this year's Super Bowl?
I don't know. It's in February normally,
isn't it? It's in a few weeks. No idea.
Who was it?
And it's not Bruce.
No.
Who has played the halftime show already.
Can you give us a clue? What genre of music?
It's not very good. There you go. 10 questions. Get your pens? I'm going to give you all a big clue.
Right.
Cinema.
Time show.
Cinema?
Someone who used to work at a cinema.
Oh, it's not, Josh out of Drake and Josh.
That's going to really bug me.
That's my in Hannah's year, all the boys at school, you're in there and they're saying something and I used to let them play music before the match and they come out and one of the kids says, he said, "Sir, do you like Drake?" Because it was bashing out. I said, "I preferred him when he was with Josh." And they all laughed and they loved me from everything. So luckily they didn't look at me and think, "You absolute..."
It was quite like Drake and Josh.
That was brilliant. It was wasted on kids. Wasted on kids. Yeah. Bit like SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Right, question number one in our fantastic review of 2024.
France.
Correct.
France, yes.
Michel Barnier.
La France, un point.
Deux.
Jürgen the German.
Question two.
Oui.
You better give the answer. Before you shout, you need to give the question again.
Premier League official David Coote was sacked for being very, very rude about which manager?
Jürgen Klopp.
Jürgen Klopp is correct.
I didn't know that. Oh, I like Jürgen Klopp. He always comes across nice.
No. Smug wanker.
Don't you like him?
No. I thought he was very good at what he did, but no, he's a bit...
I liked him. He was funny. I liked some of his after-match things, the language and everything. Anyway.
He's no Graham Potter, that's for sure. Question number three. Which 80s pop star came third? And I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
Father.
The Reverend
Richard
Coles. You didn't have Coles, did you? Because you would have read it straight out.
I didn't have Coles. I've got a half point there. Father Richard. Everybody knows
the Reverend Richard.
Reverend Richard Coles. It was Coles.
What band was he?
He was in the Communards.
He was in the Communards. Did you get half a point for being in the Communards?
Oh, maybe I get my whole point now.
No, you don't. Otherwise, I get one and a half. And Andrew gets nothing. We're pulling away. Name a Communards hit. Yeah. Then we get 2 points.
I get nothing for Adamant.
And then Bronski Beat, wasn't it? Communards, Bronski Beat.
No, the other one was Jimmy Somerville. Jimmy Somerville was in both of them.
Okay.
Question number four. Who performed the 2024 Glastonbury Legend spot?
Was it Shania Twain?
Shania Twain.
Elton John.
Not correct. I'm looking. Are you writing this down?
No, look. It's right there.
Yeah.
Correction.
And I can't believe I have to justify that. Thank you very much. That's nobody else gets questioned as much as I do. I'm going to put my foot down in 2025. Everybody.
12 months of questionable writing.
Not going to have any of this.
Question number five. Who was Kamala Harris's running mate?
It was
Waltz.
Tim Waltz.
Got that, Tim Waltz?
No, I didn't get that.
Did you get Tim or just Waltz?
I got Waltz.
Oh, that's
half
good.
A point.
Well, Harrison Waltz, that's good enough. Now, I'll give you a point for that.
I can get a point?
Yeah, I'll give you a point
for
that. Yeah, because it was on the slogan, Harris, Waltz, and that, how did that end up going? And which town did Trump said eat their pets?
I don't know this. Something to do with The Simpsons.
It was.
Was it Springfield?
It was Springfield.
Oh, I didn't get that.
It was Springfield.
I didn't get that.
But it wasn't... Which Springfield was it, though? Springfield...
Well, not the one in The Simpsons.
No.
Although it's the sort of fucking stupid thing.
Springfield, Arkansas.
It's the sort of thing that fucking Homer would have said. Which celeb has been announced as the new host of Bullseye?
I know this.
I put Paddy McGuinness, but I don't know if that's right.
I put Paddy McGuinness.
Oh, did you?
Yes. I put Paddy McGuinness.
Andrew Flintoff.
It's Andrew Flintoff.
It is Flintoff, of course it is. I
knew he did the special. I didn't know.
I mean, they're waiting to see whether it gets picked up. Which star Skin Hutch star sadly passed away in 2024?
David Soul.
David Soul. He gave up on us. He did give up on us, baby, and died. Question number 9. Which TV journalist was played by Gillian Anderson in Scoop?
It's Emily something.
Emily Maitlis.
Emily Maitlis.
Half a point.
Got my half. Got my half.
Half a point. Oh. Question number 10 and the last one. Who performed at the Super Bowl halftime show last year?
I can't remember.
I've got Jay-Z.
Jay-Z. I put Rihanna.
Oh.
I believe it was Usher.
Usher, was it?
I believe it was Usher. That was my hint. Cinema.
Usher. Very good. That's good.
But not that anyone has an
Usher.
But
not good enough.
No, that's a nuisance then.
Never heard of them anyway.
One.
Apparently he's four.
Rubbish quiz, same as always.
Five.
Bitter, twisted,
I got
same
five.
As always.
I got 9 out of 10.
Oh.
Boom, get you. What, apart
I got
from
five.
Usher?
4.
Got everything other than Usher, yeah.
1, 2.
How'd you get 9? Is there some channel on TV I don't know about where all this shit is covered?
Usher, last one, didn't get it.
Got all the others right.
No one likes smart.
So there you go. First quiz of the year. We'll come up with some more absolute classics.
Yeah, I was working on one on the train down here, actually. It's quite a good one. I quite enjoyed it.
Oh.
But Andrew won't like it because it wasn't just a quiz. It was a themed
quiz. A themed quiz.
You'll like
quiz.
It.
We like a themed quiz.
No, I'm not going to do a heavy metal quiz, but you'll like it.
Good.
I've got loads of tickets for gigs coming up now. Oh, my calendar is just... And there's another band that I really like, just announced a tour today, so that's good. The Karma Effect. Do you know them?
I don't.
No, I thought you didn't think you would do.
No. Are they playing at the Dog and Duck in Streatham, or are they somewhere slightly
somewhere
larger?
Somewhere similar to the Dog and
Duck. I'm going to a gig in the Brewery Shades this Saturday.
What, in Crawley?
Yeah.
Who's there?
My friend's husband's band.
Oh, right.
And so I'm going to
watch Shades.
In the Brewery Shades.
That's a blast in the past.
Yeah, I know. That's real.
I remember falling off a table there on my 18th birthday.
Yeah.
Banging my head, I'm not sure I ever recovered.
You should come along. Bad, bad whiskey.
I would do, but I'm going to South Africa.
So. God. So I'll be in Crawley while you're in South Africa.
I'm on the plane. Okay. I'm actually going to football, and then about 15 minutes before the end of the game, I need to bugger off and get a Heathrow quite sharpish so I don't get stuck in traffic afterwards.
Yeah, a tough old time.
Well, it is, but, you know,
yeah.
I need
well,
to do that.
Good luck to you.
Yeah. If you can get away with it, do it.
Absolutely.
Oh, you two, so nasty.
We were being nice then, actually. I thought
so
I turned that around.
I was actually trying to be nice.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
But
now you
show.
Can bugger off.
It didn't show.
Having just been up to see your gym.
The gym with cobwebs all over the equipment.
Yeah. There's a lot of equipment out there.
Well, have you been in that house over that pool house? You see, that is my... If ever the current wife gets fed up with me, that's my bolt hole. I haven't told Jackie yet, but I'm living there one day.
That is very nice, yeah. Anyway.
Blimey.
On that note.
She probably expects us to live together one day.
She'll probably listen to this and say, oh, actually, I won't feel so bad now. He's got a bolt hole.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, I'm probably joking.
Well, Jane has actually been onto one of the January 6th divorce lawyers already. She said, well, it's all right. You can go. I'll have all the money because you can go and live with Stuart.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Anyway, so we're back in. Sadly, the next one's going to be on Zoom. I'm convinced it'll be better than the last one on Zoom.
I will. I promise.
I need to sort out my microphone.
Next time West Ham United's new manager speaks, listen to him carefully.
Okay.
Because I think he sniffs and makes noises more than I do.
Maybe it's a West Ham
very well today.
Thing.
You've consciously tried not to do it.
I haven't consciously tried to do it.
Oh,
just
you haven't been sniffing away today.
He's had a clean Christmas.
Yeah. That's a lot better.
Okay. Much
definitely
better,
not better.
So we'll be back in a couple of weeks' time from Three Counties and Cape Town. And then we're back in Shea Simmons.
Shea.
Shea Simmons.
A month from now. So we'll see you soon.
Ta-ta.
Bye.
Ta-ta.
Potts Happy Hour was recorded in the United Kingdom and is fully owned by Stewhead Publishing Limited, whose owner is an absolute bellend.